Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
All right. So, you know, it's funny. Karen and I just recorded a podcast and we're like, okay, we're not doing that. And so it was
too long
and not really relevant. But then it was funny because, you know, when we were debriefing sort of about it, Kara, I think you came up with some really good stuff. And it was talking about the mindset of curiosity versus dreading something. So let's just riff on that for a couple of minutes and then we'll wrap it up.
So when you think about it, and we're going to equate this to, we just ran a 15K yesterday in Tampa. And it's interesting because the mindset that you go into something with can help you or it can just bite you in the ass. So, for example, we went into this race yesterday morning from a place of curiosity, from a place of, like, I wonder what this is going to be like. The cool thing was, I'll be honest, we did know the route. So that's always a little bit of familiarity. But the thing is if we went into the race with the mindset of, oh my God, 9.3 miles is so effing long, how's that going to be really helpful? Versus the, hey, what is it that I can kind of see on this? And what kind of support do I want to look for along the way? Even knowing that you might not know what that is.
Yeah. And I think it almost becomes like a scavenger hunt, right? So a scavenger hunt filled with curiosity, having a theme, pick a theme, and then try to find evidence of that all along the route. So mine was around what creates support and finding different ways support was showing up in that 9.3 miles. And I love that because my goal in the run was to not focus on how awful it was, but to be in the moment, to find my forever pace, and to really have a good time. And when I lead with curiosity, that's going to help me get there.
And you know what's funny, Jen? Just when you said that made me think of like, and when I lead, well, not when I, when I do something from a place of non-attachment, that's what helps me do better. So I went into that race yesterday. Was the curiosity there? Yeah. But it was also the, hey, am I going to run this race? Am I going to use this race as a training race? Like, just run and go with how I felt. And the interesting thing, right from the beginning, it was just like, wow, all right, I feel pretty good. And then I kept going. I'm like, all right, I'm feeling better. And then seeing things along the way that get you pumped up, seeing the little kids that are cheering for you, seeing the signs that are there, seeing all these people that are just, you know, that are into doing what it is that they were doing. Like, that just allowed me to kind of be in that zone. But I did not have the runner's high. However, I was in the zone.
I love it. One of my favorite parts of the race, Kara, is when we were at the turn and you were ahead of me. And then I saw you because I always love to see you. And I was just like, because I was just feeling the love. And I know it's because I went with the curiosity of what's a supportive environment. And I was feeling the love. And I was like, yeah. And I did this big old scream. And then we high-fived. And it was just such a great moment at that. And then also seeing you and Joanne at the end. And I will say the first words out of my mouth is, whatever you want me to sign up for, now is the time to ask. I will do anything in the world. And so they obviously are thinking deeply about that and are going to propose something big.
Oh, totally. More races.
So anyway, that's just a tip for the day. If you have a mindset of curiosity, how does it help you navigate things that maybe are uncomfortable or you're unsure how they're going to come out?
And one other way that this works really, really well with my clients is not only with the curiosity piece, but if you could approach it like a scientist, right? Pretend that you're metaphorically putting on that white lab coat and you're going to test things along the way. Because if it's an experiment, you're not going to quote unquote fail, but you're going to learn and you're going to tweak and you're going to make the adjustments as you go. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.